Thank you everyone for joining today's call. We're here to talk about the Schools and State Budget Certainty Act that I'm introducing to help major energy producing states like our state of New Mexico and others manage the transition that we know is already underway. Global energy markets are really undergoing a massive transformation right now. International oil and gas majors are adjusting their business models and their investment strategies, and consumers are demanding cleaner and more affordable sources of energy. And we have an imperative to eliminate the carbon pollution that is already creating catastrophic disruptions and impacting public health. Even though we saw a temporary boom in oil and gas operations in recent years, especially in New Mexico's Permian Basin, we've always known that relying on this boom and bust industry was unsustainable. We need to equip fossil fuel producing states like New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Alaska, that have done so much to power our country's economy, to weather this transition and come out on the other side with new diversified industries, with new good-paying careers, and with thriving local economies. One piece of that puzzle is providing a predictable glide path for state and county and tribal governments to move away from their current dependence on federal fossil fuel revenues. Over the last decade, states with significant federal mineral resources have come to rely on the state's share of federal mineral revenues for a portion of their state's budget revenues. In New Mexico, federal fossil fuel revenues have fluctuated over the years, but revenues from oil and gas operations have at times comprised as much as 40% of our state budget. Our state's public education system in particular has become disproportionately reliant on these revenues. There's simply no way around it. As consumers and market forces demand cleaner energy, and as the federal government implements policies designed to reduce greenhouse gas pollution from fossil fuels, states that rely on federal mineral revenues will see a significant impact to their state budgets. That's exactly why I am introducing the Schools and State Budget Certainty Act. This legislation would give states, tribes, local governments valuable time to transition their budgets to more sustainable and reliable sources of revenue. It sets a baseline mineral revenue amount for each fiscal year based on a historical average of federal mineral revenue, declining by 5% each year. If the regular mineral revenue payment to a state, a county, or a tribe falls below that baseline amount for the year, an energy transition payment would be provided to make up the difference between the actual mineral payment and the calculated baseline. We know the transition to a net zero carbon economy is coming. The Schools and State Budget Certainty Act will help make that transition predictable and stable for communities that depend on those revenues today. I also want to emphasize that this is just one piece of the puzzle. I am committed to putting every community in Mexico in the best possible position to thrive in the new energy economy. We need to implement place-based programs for career training and economic diversification in the communities that have long powered our success. We need to be honest about the fact that this transition will not be easy for many of our fellow New Mexicans who have worked to power our economy, supported their families with careers in traditional fossil fuel industries. I am grateful to those hardworking New Mexicans, and even as we pursue this transition, it's critical that we do not leave these workers behind. When I think about this issue, I always remember my dad, who worked as an IBEW utility lineman. The wages and benefits that he earned by maintaining power lines and keeping our community lights on really put me and my sister through college. That job provided our family a direct ticket to the middle class. It's going to be blue-collar energy workers like my dad who will be most impacted by this transition. But they can also be the tradesmen and tradeswomen who will build our new economy. Despite the friction points that will come as part of this, of transforming our energy sector, and in many cases because of them, there will be much work to do in the years ahead. And I'm focused on making the right decisions now so that we're prepared not just to survive, but to thrive in this new reality. So thanks for joining us today, and I really look forward to your questions.